WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
Ben Brock Johnson.
Dean Davies Russell. What's your middle name?
You'll never know.
Oh, come on.
What, Ben, is the longest that you have ever watched an animal? Like, ideally in the wild.
I'm going to say, like, a good half an hour.
Like, what happened? What was going on?
I come across wild animals relatively frequently because of where I live. And
yeah,
I guess everybody has a different way of thinking about how they interact with animals in the wild. But my philosophy is essentially when I see a wild animal is to be still and just like revel in the opportunity that I am receiving.
Knowing a little about you, that both makes a lot of sense and surprises me.
I'm capable of being still for long periods of time, believe it or not.
The reason that I ask is kind of like you. I see wild animals relatively frequently, but watching them, like truly sitting there for hours and observing, I don't get to do that too much. This past winter, however, my wife told me about something or someone who would change that. Her name is Jackie.
A lot of people refer to her as the Queen of the Eagles, so I think that's a good description.
Queen of the Eagles, not to be confused with the Lord of the Eagles.
The Eagles are coming!
Ben, the voice that you heard before Pippin is Sandy Steers. She is Jackie's neighbor. She lives just outside of Big Bear Valley in Southern California.
I just love animals. I've been loving animals since I was as small as I can remember.
Jackie is a star, a bald eagle animal cam star.
What is this, 1999?
To be honest, that was my reaction too when I first heard about Jackie. So often when we talk about animal cams, it's very surface level. It's very, oh, that's very cute, which is fun. But as I looked into Jackie's story, I ended up learning quite a bit about the peculiar challenges of animal camming. I also started to understand something better that isn't on the screen. Us. And our evolving relationships with the natural world.
All right, I'm here for it. I'll watch the stream, or listen to the stream in this case. Endless Thread, WBUR, Ben and Dean on the live cam animal beat.
Today's episode, a shorty to close out Earth Week, The Jackie Show.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Let's watch.
Whoa! An eagle partner just like landed in the nest, swooped in and landed in the nest. What's interesting about this, Dean, is like the first time you told me about this story, I was like, okay. And I had this like distinct memory of the first of these, the first animal cam like experience that I had. Like I remember when this was like a big thing.
Yeah.
And then when you showed me Jackie, I was like, oh, it was Jackie. Like Jackie was the one, the first animal cam I really discovered. And it's this kind of like very iconic, like giant eagle nest in the top of a pine tree looking out over other pine trees and over a huge body of water in like low-lying mountains or something.
Yeah. Thousands of people will be watching Jackie and, as you see there, her mate at any given moment. Jackie is like a combined following on YouTube and other platforms of about 1 million.
There's lots of comments coming in.
We had, you know, no idea that it was going to be as big as it's gotten.
Sandy Sears, by the way, she is the reason that The Jackie Show exists. She's the head of Friends of Big Bear Valley, a nonprofit dedicated to preserving
the seventh most biologically diverse place in the country.
It is a 15-mile-long strip of wilderness up in the San Bernardino Mountains. It's got pinyon pines and knobcone pines and ponderosa pines and
black bears, mountain lions, bobcats, tree squirrels, dusky-footed wood rats.
Dusky-footed wood rats. That's going to be the name of my next band, Dusky-footed Wood Rats.
Big Bear didn't have bald eagles, at least not nesting there, until 2012. And that's really when our story begins, when two mates, Lucy and Ricky, show up. And they build a nest high in the trees. This was pre-camera. And a friend showed Sandy the nest. And one day, when she went out with a scope, she saw a bitty ball of feathers.
And I was totally enthralled. And I spent the winter standing out in a parking lot, no matter what the weather was, for 3 or 4 hours a day watching that chick grow up.
You know, rain or shine or revenant-style snow, because they get a lot of snow. She kept finding herself in this parking lot watching this chick, which was named Jack, and after a long-time birding volunteer. And, you know, eventually she realized that Jack was actually really Jackie.
She would jump up and down, bouncing and flapping her wings, and I just felt like I was connecting and learning about her life from a different perspective.
Jackie the chick, she was made for the little screen.
Indeed, indeed. And as you mentioned, you know, there's a history here. There's a long history to animal cams. I kind of dug back, and the sort of first one, at least that people can agree upon, was the Amazing Fish Cam, which came out in 1994. Do you remember that at all?
No, I don't remember that. The thing that it made me think of is that, like, singing bass thing that sits, that you can hang on the wall and it like turns and like yells at you or whatever. But that's the closest I get.
The Amazing Fish Cam, it was set up in the offices of the then little known internet browser company Netscape. The camera streamed images of this tiny fish tank, and the people behind it said it was mostly just created to test Netscape features at the time.
Huh.
But it ended up attracting kind of a lot of attention.
That's wild. Like, the idea that, like, they basically, I mean, I get it. Like, the idea that you would, like, build this thing in order to test the bandwidth of a browser.
As you well know, this kind of picked up steam. Other people started doing it. And in the early 2010s, the Catalina Islands had an Eagle Cam as well. So Sandy, you know, after a few years of watching Ricky and Lucy, Jackie, you know, fledged and sort of pieced out. But after a few years of watching Ricky and Lucy, Sandy thought, why not do the same? Any guesses on how much it cost to set up?
Oh, this is like one of those tricky things, right? Because like camera technology is cheap, internet technology is cheap, but like really resilient camera technology getting put up inside of an eagle's nest. I'm going to guess $60,000.
It was over $10,000. That's why it took us 2 years to raise that much money.
Oh, well, please, $10,000, no problem. Pocket change.
I know. Jeez Louise. I was shocked. I was shocked. I mean, $10,000, that's to cover not just the equipment, but the permits. And they also needed to like find a guy willing to climb 145 feet up into a Jeffrey pine. This, you know, it's not your average animal cam, and that's part of the draw. I think, you know, it's not an aquarium, it's not a zoo. This is really out there or up there, and it's not easy to set up. Once they got everything perfect and the cameras trained on the nest, nesting season approaching, everyone really excited to see this thing happen up close, see these two birds start to nest. But
we didn't realize it at the time, but the parents had already moved their nest to about a quarter mile away.
Oh, no.
Lucy and Ricky had moved. The camera was looking at an empty nest for a week, and then a month, and then a year, and nothing happened.
But the following year is when Jackie was old enough.
Old enough to start mating, 5 years old to be exact, and that meant that Jackie needed a nest. She chose the one just a few feet in front of the camera, and we'll get to her rise in just a flap of the feather.
Hi, I'm Willa Paskin, the host of Decoder Ring, Slate's podcast about cracking cultural mysteries. On Decoder Ring, we dive down rabbit holes and obsessively explore questions hiding in plain sight. Like, why has slow dancing gone out of style? And when did we all become obsessed with hydration? And where did the word mullet, you know, to describe a hairstyle, come from? That's Decoder Ring, named one of the best podcasts of 2023 by the New York Times. Listen to new episodes every 2 weeks and make sure to follow us so you never miss one.
Ben, there is watching animals and there's observing animals. Sandy Steers, with a newly installed live camera, she was observing Jackie the Eagle. And one of the things that stood out to me and made this all different from animal cams is this sort of documentation. So click this link right here.
I'm opening up a Google Doc. It has some emoji in it. It appears to be 150 pages long. Holy moly. So as near as I can tell, what I'm looking at is a log of activity.
Yes, this is an observation log. What is incredible here is the detail.
Yeah.
150 pages for one season, mind you. When the camera first started, it was Sandy noting everything that she saw. 5:38 p.m., Jackie visits the nest. 7:02 p.m., Jackie brings a stick. 4:11 a.m., in 47 seconds, Jackie vocalizes. So much of science today is tests and labs and things of that nature. Old school naturalists used to do this kind of observing. Actions are data, and data reveal patterns, and patterns help us understand animals better.
I have notebooks full of watching when they came in, what time they came in, how often they were there, did they bring a stick, everything they did, I documented it.
As a side note, there's also a daily log for Fiona and Freddy sightings. These are two tiny San Bernardino flying squirrels that live just below the nest and miraculously haven't been eaten, possibly because bald eagles tend to, you know, prefer fish, and also the squirrels are super fast.
Sometimes when we record them, we have to put the camera and play it back on slow motion to even be able to see that they were there.
And now, instead of, you know, Sandy taking notes, Jackie is so popular that people around the world volunteer to watch and take notes and shifts. The noteworthy things are time-stamped so that anyone can kind of go back and see what happened. This is citizen science. And because of that, viewers, you know, they have seen the drama of Jackie's life unfold. For instance, they know when Jackie met Mr. B, a male eagle, in 2017.
Do eagles mate for life?
A lot of people wonder that.
Okay.
And the answer comes with the drama, because in the year that Jackie and Mr. B raised their chick,
that late summer, Shadow showed up at the nest.
Ooh, Shadow. Tall, dark, and mysterious.
Yeah, after Mr. B and Jackie mated and had a chick, Shadow, this other suitor, he shows up. He's about 2 years younger than Jackie at this point. She's 7, he's 5. And he starts trying to break up the happy couple. Mr. B, he keeps chasing Shadow away. Shadow comes back. Jackie starts chasing him away. Shadow comes back. And finally, a sort of brawl unfolds on the camera.
Oh, no.
Mr. B starts, you know, poking at Shadow with his beak. And Shadow kind of, like, stands up to dodge him. And then, you know, he hunches back down into fight pose. And then Mr. B tries again. But Shadow again stands up to dodge.
It was like one of those punching dummies. He'd just lean backwards and then stand back up, and Mr. B couldn't, you know, get him to leave. And he just kept standing there, and finally Mr. B left, and that was the last time we saw him. So it looked like that was a totally nonviolent showdown, and Shadow won.
This is dramatic.
Yeah, because of this wild camera, people get to see something they wouldn't see otherwise. Bald eagles are known for mating for life. In some circumstances, there are exceptions, and Jackie and Mr. B, they are the exception. They broke up. Jackie and Shadow got together, and they're still together. And watching their lives feels kind of like watching a domestic drama, but more in like the Truman Show way, where like you see every second of their life. A good window into this Truman Show life might be this current season. So, as mentioned, I started checking in on Jackie this year. I got to see the patterns of life for myself, which started this past fall, when Jackie and Shadow actually mated on camera. And after mating, Ben, can you read this daily log from January 25th?
Okay, it says 125 recap. Egg number one is laid at 16:55, and it's beautiful, all caps.
People get really pumped when this first egg is laid. Jackie usually lays two eggs, and she laid three.
Wow.
All throughout the winter, they are incubating these eggs. There are news articles coming about them, too, like from NBC and CBS and LA Times.
Nothing in People magazine, though, because They wouldn't put them in there. They put them in Eagle magazine.
And part of the fun is in seeing their dynamics. So, like, one issue is that the parents are supposed to trade incubation duty. Jackie is often very reluctant to let Shadow take over and sit on the eggs.
The way I read it is Jackie trusts Jackie.
So Shadow has developed a bunch of techniques to persuade or trick Jackie.
I am also not trusted and have also come up with some some ways around it.
Well, yeah, I'd be curious what your patterns are, but Shadow, he'll argue out loud.
Okay.
Sometimes he'll mess around with sticks. Like, he really likes sticks for some reason. So
again, same, to be honest.
So sometimes he'll pretend like he's just like messing with some sticks, and then he'll all of a sudden start using the stick to sort of gently push Jackie away. And Shadow does get to do what they call daddy duty. Once Jackie has gone off for a bit, did her thing, fished, when she comes back, she, however, wants Shadow to get off the eggs immediately. He is often resistant, so Jackie has her own techniques to get him off.
One of them is what I've named twirpling, and it's a very soft little guttural sound that she makes, and to like she's trying to sweet talk him.
For the most part, though, Jackie rules the nest.
We got 4 feet of snow, and
wow.
All during that snow, over 62 hours, Jackie was on the nest. She did not take a break. Other than to relieve herself off the side of the nest.
Committed. Jackie is very committed.
Very much. And to sit there and watch an eagle incubate her eggs is to enter a sort of meditative state. Like, you see how one animal can be so dedicated to something, so protective, so enamored with the potential for life, it's hard not to get invested. And so people get invested.
World-famous eagle couple Jackie and Shadow telling everyone within earshot to stay away from the nest. They're protecting three eggs, the first of which could hatch as soon as Thursday.
Normal incubation takes about 35 days, and watching an egg hatch It's truly a wonderful and beautiful thing. So on March 1st, 2024, 35 days after the first egg is laid, everyone is watching and waiting and excited. But the eggs don't hatch.
Oh, no.
And more time passes. The parents keep sitting there, keep incubating. And yeah, nothing happens. The eggs just won't hatch. And it gets to this point where Sandy's team, they have to make public posts saying, hey, these eggs probably will never hatch.
That's one of the hardest parts of doing all of this is people want us to guarantee that there's going to be a good outcome. People want us to explain why things are not happening or why things are happening. And sadly, we don't know exactly why things are happening. It's nature.
This is admittedly sad, but it's also interesting to be watching and see messages of support come in for this eagle who, as far as I know, can't read English. And it's also a learning lesson. Like, you know, with climate change, extreme storms are projected to become more intense, which will maybe hurt the eagle populations. But Sandy said this wasn't climate change. This was just nature. Even in good times, about half the time, eggs don't hatch.
It's hard to be in nature. And I think people don't realize that, don't realize how difficult it is for nature to do what it does.
Dean, did you just bring me this story to like bum me out about how hard it is for nature? What's, tell me more.
I didn't. I promise you that I didn't. Jackie and Shadow are healthy, and they will have another shot next season. So we don't need to be too sad. A little sad is okay, but we don't have to be too sad. Because it gets to one of the things that is magical about all of this. Here are two birds living their lives, and, you know, maybe unbeknownst to them, they have a whole audience rooting for them.
There's something powerful about that.
I also think this story illustrates the way we engage with nature. These days, most of our experiences are mediated by technology. We are or have become techno-naturalists. Instead of watching eagles with a scope in a parking lot buried in snow, we watch on a screen. And even when we are out in nature, we rarely are without our phones to, you know, document the experience or read a map. And that is a thing that generally bums me out. But when I mentioned this to Sandy, she pointed out
that all of this technology can make us appreciate and be more connected to nature at the same time rather than shutting it out of our lives.
Sandy gets comments often from Jackie fans who say, you know, because of this live cam, they have started watching an osprey nest or a bluebird nest near their homes. They have gotten invested in nature right outside.
And it's things that they said they wouldn't have paid attention to before. They would have just been going about their business, being, you know, busy with everyday things. And now they realize that there are lots of things going on out there, that all those animals have their own daily lives, and they're taking a moment to look at them.
So again, what the Jackie Show made me realize is that we are techno-naturalists. And yes, there are downsides to that, but there are also beautiful, wonderful upsides.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, number one, I love working in a giant Google Doc with, you know, several hundred or thousand of my closest friends. And number two, you know, you shouldn't just be focused on human streamers. We got to be inclusive of the animal streamers too. So let's all do that. I'm going to go find a dolphin cam. I think that's my plan. All right. Yeah, I'm going to go do that. Bye, y'all.
By the way, if you're looking for Jackie and Shadow on the live feed right now, you might be slightly out of luck. Summer is upon us, and they are out hunting and fishing and whatnot. However, they still drop by the nest here and there. You can see plenty of their videos on YouTube. Check them out. They're super fun. Endless Thread is a production of WBUR in Boston. This episode was written by me, Dean Russell, and it's hosted by Ben Brock Johnson. Mixed and sound designed by Emily Jankowski. The rest of our team is Caitlin Harrop, Samita Joshi, Franny Monahan, Grace Tatter, Paul Vikas, Matt Reed, CCU, and the greatest animal lover of them all, Amory Sievertson. Endless Thread is a show about the blurred lines between online communities and Eagle Magazine, available wherever you stand in line for groceries. If you have an unsolved mystery or untold history, or you just want to tell us what your favorite animal cam is, hit us up, endlessthread@wbur.org.